We had Simon Morris presenting at the movies earlier tonight. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if the movie you're about to discuss gets into the show in the not-too-distant future, Romantic Road. It's a documentary about British wife and husband Jan and Rupert Gray driving across India in a 1936 Rolls-Royce. Speaking of classic cars, I've got the husband's side of the equation on the line from the UK now. Kia ora, Rupert. Welcome to Nights.
Good morning. Nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear your voice. Now, the film, I've seen the trailer. I didn't get to see the whole movie yet. It's still coming to New Zealand, but it struck me as a bit of maybe Top Gear in the slow lane. My son's watching a lot of Top Gear at the moment.
Interesting. We certainly had that question before. Indeed, at one point when we were desperately looking for a right name for the film, we did think of calling it Lowest Gear or Bottom Gear. Because, of course, we don't go quite the same speed. But I think aside from that sort of the commonality of being a road trip, I don't think it's much in common with the approach to motoring and travelling.
Where did you find a 1936 Rolls-Royce to drive across India?
My dad bought it in 1959, and he used it. He was a doctor, and he used it for his medical practice, going to see his patients. That was back in the days, of course, when doctors went to see patients in their houses. And he died in 82, and it was then a Clap Tower wreck, so my brother said I could take it away and deal with repairing it. And I sort of kept it on the road ever since.
But then you decided to take it to India?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. It just seems such a bonkers idea. It must be a good one, I suppose.
Yes.
Part of the approach.
Yeah.
I've had a long sort of love affair with India ever since I was young. And Jan and I traveled there in the very early 80s. Well, 1980, actually. We had a fantastic 6 months wandering around the Himalayas and in the north of India and Assam. And I've been very involved with Bangladesh for the last 20 years in the big photographic festival there. And then one day I just had this idea, why don't we just ship it to Bombay and then drive over for the festival? And
now,
that's what we did.
There was a bit of a trailer where you remarked on travelling, I think, in the late 60s and taking a lot of drugs.
There's a reference to taking marijuana, which
yes.
is indeed
yes.
true.
Was that...
But, you know, you couldn't really travel in India then without doing it.
Was that with Jan or
no,
before
not
Jan?
If you're young and white, anyway.
Yeah, was that with Jan then?
No, in the early 60s, late 60s, 69, 70, I was travelling my own. And then Jan and I got married in 77. I'd met Jan by then, but we weren't an item. And then in 1979, I went on a six-month expedition to Papua New Guinea with a chap called John Basher Snell, who is a bit known in New Zealand, and indeed a lot of New Zealanders. And on the way back, I met Jan, and we travelled through India together for about 5 or 6 months, I think, in India, but other places too, Indonesia and Bangladesh and all that sort of thing.
How easy was it to get the car out to India?
It wasn't difficult. You know, it was a straightforward process for importing cars to India, and it was very bureaucratic. The diverting bit was getting it out of customs, which took 3 days, and we had to get 37 signatures from all these different bureaucrats. And it was one of the best few days I've ever had. I just couldn't believe the system. There's not a computer in the entire place then. And you were just dealing with the most fantastic elephantine bureaucracy. It was an absolute journey in itself.
Where did you start?
We started from Bombay, Mumbai, as it's also known. And we drove up through the plains of Gujarat to Rajasthan, spent quite a bit of time there, and then across to the Himalayas, through Uttar Pradesh, which is the sort of the Wild West of India, which we were warned off. But turned out to be fine. Then to Assam and over to Nagaland, which had only just opened to foreign visitors, and then across the Meghalaya Hills and down into Bangladesh to the festival.
You know, it
took about 3.5 months.
It's a bit of a coincidence, but the book I'm reading right now is one of Eric Newby's books, travel writer.
Oh, right.
Slowly Down the Ganges.
Yes, he's a marvellous writer.
Yes, he is. It's quite a different way of travelling, and... And I was amazed at how little water there was in the Ganges for a lot of the voyage. They kept on getting grounded.
I think they've got real problems in both the Ganges and the Brahmaputra, which is we were down the Brahmaputra, rather up it, for about 5 or 6 days. And it was actually very flooded then. So it goes up and down according to the season. But no, I remember that from Newby's book. And it's the same in Mark Shand's book when he went down the Brahmaputra and joined part of the Ganges and then emerged in Bangladesh.
And if you've been to India a few times now, how much is it developing? It's a country of massive change, isn't it?
It is changing in all sorts of ways that are quite difficult to detect. And you can see the obvious changes in the architecture in the big cities. But when you get out to rural India, the changes are more subtle. And they revolve entirely around the fact that they can now communicate through mobile telephones, which is now massive. And when we were there, what was it now, 6 or 7 years ago, they had a lot of mobile phones. They've now got many, many more. But of course, that's transformed the way they do business and the way money changes hands. We met a lot of really interesting young people who are appreciating a wider world than I ever would have envisaged their parents talking about when we were there in the 80s.
What were the roads like and how did the Rolls handle them?
Oh, fine. No, the roads were no problem. Well, there was the odd problem. We ripped off the exhaust pipe, I think, 3 times by things sticking up out of the road. But the roses of that era are made for rough roads and also made, importantly, for rough petrol. And there were plenty of both of those in India, and I don't think we had a single problem in terms of the roads. We had some non-starting for a couple of days, which was rather trying. But otherwise, there was no problem at all.
Are Indian drivers better than British drivers?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they haven't got any rules and regulations. So if you're going to survive on Indian roads, you've got to be very quick off the mark. And so you get some very skilled driving, even though they do take the kind of level of risk that we wouldn't begin to entertain over here. But I quite enjoyed that. It was quite a challenge. And we had some quite hairy moments, but also some very funny moments.
You drive over some of those roads in the foothills of the Himalayas are just stunning. Yeah. Although you've got to keep your eye on the road, or else you become part of the view.
This is in the view for life or for death. No, you're absolutely right. I remember when I was in New Zealand in 1969-70, seeing a whole string of vintage cars going down a road in the South Island, somewhere in the Canterbury Plains. I'm just thinking to myself, what a way to travel. And I hadn't even thought of it then. And it was that sort of image of those New Zealand vintage car chaps that sort of made me think, I want to do that.
And I did. Now, Rupert, did you actually make the film? The film was made quite a while ago, like 5 or 6 years ago?
And the film was finished, as in put together and edited, in 2017, I would guess. But it was made, of course, in late 12 and early 13.
Okay.
So 6 months journey.
Yeah. So, and so I assume you and Jan are still together.
Oh, very much so.
Yes.
No, we're just planning the next journey in the Rolls.
Where might that be?
I think, this summer we were meant to be travelling from Tacoma, the port by Seattle, up to Alaska. But of course, that's got killed off by this bloody pandemic. So we're now planning next year. We'll do that again sometime.
Maybe New Zealand?
Funnily enough, I thought of New Zealand. Quite seriously, we've got a lot of friends there. It's just rather a long way to get the car. That's the only slight problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I'd be very, very keen on that. I had such a good time in New Zealand when I was young. I just loved it.
Rupert, it's been lovely talking with you. I hope the film goes well in release, and best luck for your travels.
You're very kind. It is very nice to talk to you. And greetings from New Zealand.
Thanks, Rupert. Good night, or good morning for you.
All right.
That's Rupert Gray. He and his wife, Jan, travelled across India in a 1936 Rolls-Royce. The movie that's come out of that adventure is called Romantic Road, and it's going to be released in cinemas around New Zealand tomorrow, I think, August 13th.